Now, back to The Drive with Steve Jackson, live and local on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and 94.5 in Petaluma.
Me? Already. 3:18 on your Thursday drive. Yet to come, The Drive tribute to the late, great Mr. Peanut. With Peanutters, Dan, Adrian, and Sarah, the crew of the Nutmobile. And Mike and I yesterday were saying we didn't realize there was a Nutmobile, really. But I don't pay much attention to that stuff. Anyway, they're burying the bastard at the Super Bowl in the third period.
Quarter.
Yes, sorry. It's been a week without football. I've lost my attention there. Anyway, we're going to do that. Attorney Roy Miller. Political strategist Frank Spring, Clark Wolf is here, and the Drive Brouhaha, live music from the great King Street Giants, one of our favorite bands. All right, it's Theater Thursday with Harry John Duke. Larry Williams is back with us. He's directing the Sonoma Arts Live production of Enchanted April. Larry, good to see you.
Good to see you.
This takes place in Italy, right?
Part of it takes place in Italy. The first half takes place in England. So
okay.
We go from there to Italy in the second half.
So this woman rents a castle in Italy for the month of April.
Yeah, actually, it's just after World War I, and there was a great loss of life at that time. So a lot of women are without husbands. This woman coerces this other woman into going for a vacation away from their husbands, whom they're having problems with, to Italy, but they can't afford it on their own, so they have to get a couple of other women to join them. And of course, they're all from different backgrounds and different social structures, and don't get along too well together to begin with. But when they go to Italy and spend time in this enchanted castle, their lives change and their relationships change. And
so it goes bad for a while, the relationships?
Yes, and it sours for a bit, but then as things go on, they learn to love each other. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Now, the title, Enchanted April, may sound familiar. Mm-hmm. It was originally a novel published in 1922 and also became a very popular film from about 20-some years ago, correct?
Right, yes. I think Miranda Richardson and...
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever saw it, but
I remember. Wasn't high on your list,
I remember,
sure.
It was a movie.
Yes.
And a very well-received movie. Mm-hmm. And then this play came about when?
You've got me. I wanted to say 50-something.
I love stumping our guests.
Stump the director.
It's actually 2003.
Oh.
This version. Okay. It was 2003. And it's not a musical.
No, this is a bodice ripper. There's a lot of nudity in the show.
All right.
So I'm hoping Steve shows up.
Now I will.
Well, he's certainly
right
perked
up, his
up
alley.
At that comment.
Oh, and the other thing, Steve, is there's nuts in the show as well.
Really?
Yes. So I just wanted to let you know.
Mr.
That,
Peanut?
Is there a funeral?
Well, I'm not going to say it's Mr. Peanut, but there
that
are.
That would be a copyright violation.
Yeah, it definitely would.
And the second half takes place at the Super Bowl.
In the third period. So, again, oh, you got that one, huh?
Okay. Yes.
The play is set in England and Italy.
Right.
And it's about these four women who come together at this resort. And this tell us about this resort.
The resort is actually a castle. It's called San Salvatore, kind of a Ricardo Montalban throwback. And
wasn't he Mexican? Okay, I'm just checking.
Yeah, well, you know.
He wasn't
castle's
Italian.
A castle.
He wasn't Italian.
But yes, it's a beautiful castle and overlooking the ocean, and there's lots of wisteria hanging around and pretty flowers and plants, and we tried to kind of recreate that on stage for everyone, so hopefully
Does it ever say where in Italy? Any, you know, near any specific town?
Not
or
specific.
Okay.
No. San
Somewhere
Salvatore.
On the Italian Riviera is what
that's,
I understand.
That's what we're
And
doing.
The actual, the author of the original novel actually stayed at a castle.
Right.
And it was her experience at this place that led her to write this novel mm-hmm. and have it further developed into films and plays.
Right. You mentioned the stage, so talk about the settings.
Well, the first half of the show is all in dreary England, so it's raining constantly.
So you just got a fog machine going the whole time?
Something like that, yeah. minimal set for the very beginning, tables, chairs, coat rack, and benches, and a background of rain and rain and rain and rain, and then occasional thunder. So that's the first act. And then the second act opens up into the enchanted castle. So,
and we will feel like we're inside a castle at the theater, correct?
Yes, you will.
All right, talk about the cast. Who have you got in this show?
Great cast. Katie Kelly is playing the lead, Lottie. Lindsay Sivalingam is her last name. She is playing Rose. They're the two ladies that we meet first in the show. I have Sheila Lishery, who's playing Mrs. Graves, the older woman. Laura Davies is playing the Italian maid, Costanza. Julianne Bradbury is going to be playing Lady Caroline, who's the, what would you say, the debutante, the upper
ingenue?
Crust. Yes. Well, she's not really an ingenue. She's a socialite. So, and then the men, Giovanni Amador, who's a new one for me, is playing Anthony Wilding. J.T. Soares is playing Frederick, the writer. And Matt Whithouse is playing Mellersh in the show. So
what's
is
the relationship?
Is there any Italian spoken?
Yes, there is Italian spoken. So if you know you're Italian, cool. You'll recognize.
Are you using actual words or gibberish?
Actual words.
Okay. Because if someone shows up and knows Italian,
I know.
They better
I know
be
Italian
to...
gibberish.
So. You speak it frequently.
I do, yes.
Talk about the relationship there between the female characters and the male characters.
Well, the female characters are... The two women to start with, I mean, first of all, it's just after the war. A lot of women do not have husbands any longer, do not have whole families because of what had happened. These two have husbands, and the husbands are kind of non-attentive to their relationship with the wives. So this causes them to think that maybe if we go away, they won't notice, and we can... kind of think about things. So they do go away, and then when the men, one of the men that they meet in between is Anthony Wilding, who owns the castle. It was an inheritance for him. So he's an English man also, but speaks fluent Italian. They meet him and get the castle from him, and later the two husbands actually show up at the castle as a surprise.
Mm.
So things kind of get a little juicier, so to speak, when they show up.
So how would you describe the show? Is it a comedy? Is it a drama?
It's a comedy of manners. So,
and what does that mean?
Well, to me, it's like different social structures that interrelate with one another, and there's humor in the way that they relate to each other. You know, for me, it's lighthearted comedy. It's not slapstick in your face. There are a couple of gags and bits in the show, of course, because I'm directing it. So, but you know, for the most part, it's kind of a thinking man's comedy.
And so we're talking post World War One, right. Costume wise, what are we seeing?
You're going to see some beautiful outfits. Of course, the very beginning is meant to be dark and dreary. So. But you're going to see that 1920s look on everybody. And then when we get to the castle, the costumes start to explode into color and more excitement.
Nice. So,
yeah.
Well, it sounds fascinating.
Yeah. Well, you
and
just
Mike,
come for the nuts.
Mike, by the way, I just dropped an S-bomb on the show.
I did not hear that.
It was in Italian.
Ah.
Minchia!
The FCC is going to come after you.
There's some clown in Santa Rosa swearing in Italian.
We've been talking about Enchanted April, which opens tomorrow night at Sonoma Arts Live in Sonoma. It runs through February 9th. There are Thursday through Saturday evening performances at 7:30 p.m. The Sunday matinee is at 2 p.m. And they do their performances on the Rotary stage in Andrews Hall of the Sonoma Community Center in downtown Sonoma. All sorts of information can be found about the show at their website, which is sonomaartslive.org. And you can find all sorts of information on times and ticketing, and they have a nice cast list and pictures of the cast. And
they do great work.
All that fun stuff there. If you would like to receive a pair of tickets to any performance of Enchanted April, you can give us a call at 707-636-1350. The first person to call who has not won tickets on Theater Thursday on the Drive in the last 30 days will be given a pair of tickets. We ask that you give us your name, your email address, and your phone number, and a representative of the box office at Sonoma Arts Live will be happy to arrange those tickets for you.
All right, 636-1350, you know the drill. Larry Williams is director of the Sonoma Arts Live production of Enchanted April. Larry, good to see you again.
Good to see you. Thank you for having me on.
You bet. It's our pleasure, Harry. We'll see you next week.
Nuts to you, Steve.
Yeah, the Drive tribute to Mr. Peanut comes up next on KSRO. Oh, I just got a hand. Does that mean stretch? Okay, Roy Miller, the attorney dealing with PG&E and the fire recovery, will join us. Political strategist Frank Spring, culinary commodore Clark Wolf, Val Allen from Anderson Valley Brewing. This guy's a legend. And the Drive Brouhaha. Today it's Distillery. The Wine Country Distillery Fest is coming up at the Flamingo. We'll be back.